Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
I went to UC Davis, and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
The drapes fell. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Yep, that's right. We're broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's do G Money Sports Report and talk basketball. NAACP. What's up, DJ Papa D? Are you in the house?
What's up, G-Money? Yes, I'm in the house.
All right. All right. Well, let's talk about some basketball. Let's go over the NCAA tournament first. Let's talk about the championship game that played last night between San Diego, University of San Diego, and University of Connecticut. UConn played UD Ego. So what was the outcome of that game, DJ?
As you may already know, fourth-ranked UConn beat fifth-ranked San Diego State 76-59. So UConn is the NCAA D1 Division Tournament champions.
UConn's number one in the country now. All right. Give UConn a hand, everybody. They won 5 games to make it all the way to the number one position in the NCAA tournament. Congratulations to the University of Connecticut. All righty then. And give a hand for the University of San Diego, the first time they've ever made it to the NCAA tournament and the first time they finished all the way down to the final game. They've never gotten further than the Sweet 16. So congratulations to the University of San Diego, California. All right. Well, congratulations to both of those basketball teams. They deserve a big hand. So let's clap for them. Yay! Give them a big hand. All right. That's all right. So that's good for the NCAA tournament. Now the tournament is over, and everybody's going to wait and see who's getting drafted to the NBA. Because the next step for these college basketball players is to get picked up by teams in the NBA, unless they're like just freshmen or sophomores in college, then they got two more years to play or three more years in college to play, so they can look forward to making to the tournament next year or the year after or the year after that. But if they're seniors, well, they can look forward to getting picked up by the NBA. So congratulations to all the seniors that are looking forward to going forth and playing professional basketball in the NBA. Well, all right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a joke to tell you. And it goes like this. There was a truck driving on the highway doing 100 miles an hour. And he passed a highway patrol officer that was sitting on the side of the freeway under a freeway billboard. And he saw the man driving 100 miles on his highway, and he was off to the side eating his lunch. And he saw the man speed by. He said, "Oh, no, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up, and he took off in pursuit of the man that was speeding on his highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, "Well, when I catch this guy or this lady driving, I'm going to ask them why they were driving so fast. And if they have a good excuse, I'm going to let them go. And then I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he turned his red lights on, and he signaled the man to pull over, and the driver of the car that was speeding pulled over to the side. And the highway patrol officer got out his car, and he walked to the window of the driver and knocked on the window, and the driver rolled the window down, and the highway patrol asked him, "Why were you driving so fast?" And the man said, "Well, I was driving fast, and then I saw the highway patrol sitting off behind that freeway billboard, and that reminded me of my wife, because my wife ran off with a highway patrol officer, and I was thinking about him, and all of a sudden I looked up in my rearview mirror, and I saw his red lights on, and he was chasing me down. And I said, 'Oh, no, he's trying to catch up with me so he can give my wife back.'" I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. You know, I was teaching kids. I was teaching sixth grade. And I had black kids and white kids. I had Spanish kids. And I had Asian kids. And I had Indian kids. And I had to make sure they could speak English, or I had to transfer them to a bilingual classroom. So to start off the day, I said, "If you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves in the classroom. And then one kid stood up, and I asked him, I said, did you understand what I said? And he said, yeah, you said if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I said, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be the only one standing up by yourself. And I was like, oh, smart-ass kid. Smarty, smarty-pants kid. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, let's play a clip and then play a song. Let's see. Let's play my lowrider song. My 65 Mustang lowriding song to start the show. So we'll
hey,
be G-Money. Back for more of the show. Yes.
Aren't we going to do the NBA picks for today and tomorrow?
What is today? Today is...
Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday. Oh, yeah, we got to pick Tuesday and Wednesday. Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I jumped ahead of myself. All right, so let's do the NBA pick for today and tomorrow. Thank you, DJ, for keeping me on track here. All right, so we're going to talk about the NBA. And we're going to talk about the games that are happening tonight, which is Tuesday night. No, are we going to go over the games for Monday night? Because did we pick games for Monday?
There were no games in the NBA last night, so we didn't pick any.
Okay. All right. So Tuesday night, how many games do we have tonight?
So there's 13 games tonight, and there's 8 games tomorrow night that we have to go through.
Okay. And if I'm correct, the tournament starts this weekend, the 10th, the 9th and 10th of this week, start the NBA play-in, which is for the last the 7th through the 10th team in the top 10 pick of each conference. And then after the last four teams play, they end up with two teams, which end up being team number 7 and number 8 in the tournament. And then the tournament starts in the NBA. The top 8 teams battle it out for the number one team in the East and the number one team in the West. And that's how it goes. So, okay, let's go over the games today on Tuesday. Let me see if I can pick some winners because I was like 39 and 15 last week. Oh, I had a great week. So let's see how good I'll be this week. Okay, Tuesday night, game number one.
All right. Before we start, the last game of the NBA regular season is on Sunday, April 9th. And after that, that's when the play-in starts. The play-ins don't start until next week, actually, April 11th, which is Tuesday. All right.
Tuesday. Okay. All right.
All right. So for tonight's games, game number one, the Cleveland Cavaliers are playing the Orlando Magic in Orlando.
Okay, I'm taking the Cleveland Cavaliers for the win against the Orlando Magic.
Cavaliers for the win. Game number two, the Miami Heat is playing the Detroit Pistons in Detroit.
Okay, I'm going to take the Miami Heat for the win. That should be an automatic win, people, because they're playing Detroit. So it should be an automatic win. Detroit isn't going to qualify for the playoffs anyway. Okay. Game number three.
Game number three, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte.
The Toronto Raptors are playing the Charlotte Hornets. I'm going to take the Toronto Raptors for the win.
Raptors for the win. Game number four, Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C.
Okay, I'm going to take who did you say the
Toronto Bucks? Raptors are playing the Charlotte Hornets. No, is that what I said?
No.
Yeah.
No, we already did that. I already picked the Toronto Raptors for the Charlotte Hornets. Somebody's playing
okay.
The Minnesota, playing the Washington Wizards.
The Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Milwaukee Bucks for the win. They're playing in Washington, but I'm going to still take Milwaukee for the win.
All right, game number five, the Minnesota Timberwolves are playing the Brooklyn in Brooklyn.
Oh, Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Brooklyn Nets. In Brooklyn, I'm going to take the Brooklyn Nets for the win.
Okay, Brooklyn Nets for the win. Game number six, the Sacramento Kings are playing the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans.
I'm going to take the Sacramento Kings for the win.
All right, Kings for the win. Game number seven, the Boston Celtics are playing the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia.
I'm taking the 76ers for the win.
76ers for the win. Game number seven, the Portland Trailblazers are playing the Memphis Grizzlies in Memphis.
Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
All right, game number eight. The Denver Nuggets are playing the Houston Rockets in Houston.
The Denver Nuggets for the win.
Nuggets for the win. Game number nine. The Atlanta Hawks are playing the Chicago Bulls in Chicago.
I'm going to take the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to try them against the Bulls. I'm going to see if they're good enough to beat the Bulls in Chicago.
All right, Hawks for the win. Game number 11. The LA Lakers are playing the Utah Jazz in Utah.
I'm going to take the Lakers for the win against Utah. In Utah.
Lakers for the win. Okay, game number 12. The Oklahoma City Thunder is playing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco.
Golden State Warriors for the win.
Warriors for the win. And game number 13. The San Antonio Spurs are playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
Phoenix Suns for the win.
Suns for the win. All righty. So tomorrow there are eight games. Game number one, the New York Knicks are playing the Indiana Pacers in Indiana.
I'm going to take the Knicks for the win.
Knicks for the win. Game number two, the Brooklyn Nets are playing the Detroit Pistons in Detroit.
Yeah, taking the Brooklyn Nets, that's an automatic win.
Game number three, the Washington Wizards are playing the Atlanta Hawks in Atlanta.
Washington Wizards for the win.
Wizards for the win. Game number four, the Chicago Bulls are playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. And that
Bucks
should be
for the win.
These games, these are automatic wins.
Or so you think. Game number five, the Toronto Raptors are playing the Boston Celtics in Boston.
Did we have Toronto playing Boston already? I'm going to still take Toronto for the win.
No, the Raptors are playing the Hornets today. And the Hawks are playing the Bulls today.
Who did the Celtics?
All right.
The Celtics played who?
Well, the Celtics played the 76ers today. But but tomorrow's game is the Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics.
Toronto Raptors and the Boston Celtics. Okay. And I'm taking the Toronto Raptors against the Boston Celtics. So they're going to lose two games in a row. Yeah. Okay.
Raptors for the win. Game number six. The Memphis Grizzlies are playing the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans.
Memphis Grizzlies for the win.
Grizzlies for the win. Game number seven, Sacramento Kings are playing the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas.
Sacramento Kings for the win.
All right. And game number seven. Wait, no, game number eight. The L.A. Lakers are playing the L.A. Clippers in L.A.
I'm taking the Clippers for the win.
Clippers for the win. Yeah, that's it for tomorrow's games.
Okay. How many games is that? 13 yesterday and 8 today? 21 games?
Yep.
All right. We'll see if I come up with about, we'll say 18-3. I should be at the end of tomorrow's, at the end of the two games, Tuesday and Wednesday this week. So on Thursday, I should be 18-3 for the three games, for the 2 days. All right. Sounds good. Is that it for the NBA basketball sports report?
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Well, then let's get on with the show. So I've made it back to the train station, but all my group has left me. The only person that's waiting for me is my French teacher. And I was going to have to spend the night with him because he tried to get us a ticket out so that we could get to the bullfight Sunday morning. But there was no more trains out that night. So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me.
We just wanna die. slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now. Police be tripping now. Yeah, this is America. Guns in my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, yeah, this is gorilla. Yeah, yeah, I'ma go get the bag. Yeah, yeah, or I'ma get the pad. Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah, I'm so dull like, yeah. We gon' blow like, yeah. Now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. Look how I'm geeking up. I'm so pretty. I'm on Gucci. I'm so pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm on get it. This is belly. Ooh,
yeah.
On my Kodak.
Black.
Know that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Get it.
100 bands. Contraband.
Contraband.
I got the plug on who a hawker.
Whoa.
They gonna find you like Baka. Flow.
Ooh. America. I just checked my following. Listen. You motherfuckers owe me.
Get your money,
black man.
In there and played a couple of games of dominoes and drank me a couple more beers. And then I said, all right, people, I got to leave because I got to go out here and make some more money. So I was walking around trying to sell the last of the 12 sodas. And this man walked up to me and he looked over my sodas and he said, yeah, he wanted to buy some sodas. But he was drunk. And he pulled his money out, and he dropped his money all on the ground. So I reached down, and I picked it up for him, and I was handing it to him. And he backed up and tripped over his barbecue pit. And all of the barbecue briquettes fell on him and caught his clothes on fire. His shirt was burning up. And I was standing there looking at him, and he was on fire. And I said, whoa, he's on fire. Ricky Holloway and his little brother kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A. Every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. And Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock, and Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. When they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. We told him not to bring that radio. Anthony's little brother didn't even get up and do anything. So we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. and we were sitting talking with the flight attendant. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am?
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a story to share, a joke to share with you. There was a young boy that lived next door to this girl, and he went next door, and he played with her at her house all day. And at the end of the day, he went home and had dinner with his dad.
and he told his dad that he had met a girl that lived next door to him, and he had played with her all day, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, oh, okay. So the little boy went to bed and got up the next day and went to across the street from his house, and he met another little girl, and he was playing with her all day, and he had a lot of fun playing with her, and he came home that night and had dinner with his daddy, and he told his daddy about the girl he had met that lives across the street from him, and he had a lot of fun, and he really liked her a lot, and he told his daddy that he really liked this girl a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And the little boy went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street down to the corner, and he met a girl that lived in the corner house, and he played with her, and he had a good time. He played with her all day, and he had a great day with her. And then he came home that night and told his daddy at dinner that he had met a girl that lived across the street down at the corner. And he had a good time playing with her, and he really liked her a lot. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he was like, what? But he went to bed that night. And he got up the next morning, and he went down the street around the corner from his house, and he met this other girl. She was small, and she was kind of skinny, but she had blonde hair, and she had blue eyes, and she wore eyeglasses, and she seemed like she was really smart, and he really liked her a lot. He had a good time playing with her all day, and he went home that night. He had dinner with his dad, and he told his dad that he had met this tall, skinny girl that had blue eyes and blonde hair, and she wore eyeglasses, and he really liked her a lot, and he thinks she's really smart, so he's going to marry her when he gets older. And his daddy said, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, my sister? Why every time I meet a girl and I like her, you said, it's my sister. Don't get excited about it because she's your sister. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. Mama, mama. And his mother came in there and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? He said, every time I meet a girl and I like her and I come home and tell daddy that I found this girl and I like her a lot, and he always says, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. How am I supposed to have a girlfriend if every girl I meet is my sister? I can't meet any other girls. Every girl I meet is my sister. I'm so confused. I don't know what to think. Mama, can you help me? And his mother said, baby, don't worry about what that man tells you. Because, see, he really ain't your daddy. So don't worry about what he says. I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, I got another story for you. There was a little boy that knelt down on his knees at night to say his prayers. And he said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather. And he woke up in the morning and found out his grandfather had died of a heart attack. So the next night, he went to sleep. And before he went to sleep, he bent down on his knees by his bed, and he had his mother in his room with him, and he said his prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother. And he found out the next morning his grandmother died of a stroke. And he went to sleep that next night. And he was on his knees. And he had his mother in his room and his father in his room. And he said his prayers. He said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy. And the next day, his daddy got up and was so careful at everything he was doing. He was letting cars go in front of him. He was letting right away for everybody on the right side while he was driving down the street. He let them go in front of him. And when he got to work, he was in line getting coffee, and he let everybody go in front of him in line. And he was always giving the right of way to everybody. And then when he went to the donut shop, he gave all the women the right of way while they were waiting in line at the donut shop. He let all the women go before him. And then when he went to work, he let everybody use the copy machine in front of him. He was the last one to do all the work on the machine on that day. And then when he went home, he was real careful driving home. And he went home and he walked in the house and he told his wife, I made it. I had a great day and I didn't have any injuries or no accidents. I'm so glad I made it through the day. And his wife said, well, that's good to know. But, you know, it's funny. The mailman died of a heart attack today. Oh, G-Man, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I guess it's time for another song. So, DJ Papa D, how about playing a song? Let's try Candy. I like candy. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
And she goes to pick up the chair, and he thinks she's coming to him. And he backs up and knocks the lamp over. And it's a big-ass crash. And he's going, what the fuck? I'm out of here. And when he says that, he turns around, and they got two girls. They run up the stairs. And they had makeup on, and they had lipstick on. But their jaws were a little big, and they had a Adam's apple, and they had skirt on, and they had long boots on. So they looked like men, except they had makeup on and stuff, and they had no tops on. But they looked like they had titties, except the titties hadn't grown up yet. From San Francisco. And I went down the street, and these girls were smiling at me, waving at me.
It's a candy.
And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, I, and I said, I. Man, I was walking down the street, And there was some girls waving at me.
It's a candy.
It said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls.
It's a candy.
And they looked at us and started waving at us, saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? Those girls are calling.
It's a candy.
And he said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street.
It's a candy.
Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I looked, and I said, what do you mean? They all got dresses on. He said, well, let's go over there and look.
It's a candy.
And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked, and they said the bums with the knock in their neck are not women.
It's a candy.
And I said, what? Are you serious? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh my God. And I was like checking them out.
It's a candy.
And these girls were smiling at me. And I said, what? Are you serious? And these girls waving at me, smiling at me.
It's a candy.
And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. And these girls waving at me, smiling at me. And girls would be waving at me, waving at me, smiling at me. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them and they're not. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might just stop. I'm Gene Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros. And I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my batting style. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too, so they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop? I spit it through the wire, man. There's too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I'd gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy, Kanye Titter. Shot Town, what's going on? I drink a boost for breakfast, the insure for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dipped his dessert. That right there could drive a sane man berserk. Not to worry, Mr. Ace of the Izzles back to Wizard. How do you console my mom or give her light support? Telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that a guy looked like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I used two lifelines. In the same hospital with Biggie Small died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican man. Story on MTV and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man. I really apologize to everyone right now if it's unclear at all, man. They got my mouth wired shut for like, I don't know, the doctor said like 6 weeks. You know, I had reconstructive surgery on my jaw. I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth, man. I couldn't believe it. And I'm still here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, dog. Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label around. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds. It was more like spoken word. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good too, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, drive a 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. Safe, my dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, slip my soul through the wire. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, don't you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. She can't be serious, man.
Rain in Las Vegas yesterday. I just heard about it though, because I was inside in the bed. So I heard about it from all of the girls I talked to today. They said it was beautiful. I love the rain. And I'm like, how can you love the rain unless you have a boyfriend to love the rain with? I don't know what them girls are talking about, but they said they loved the rain. It was so pretty. How can you like the rain and you don't even have a boyfriend to walk in the rain with? Isn't rain and weather lovers weather? Isn't that weather where you sit and you cuddle and you hug and you kiss in the rain? Ain't that what the rain is about? What are they talking about? We enjoyed the rain. It was so pretty. I'm like, come on, pass me with that nonsense. And I don't want to be in the rain. I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower. I like going swimming, though.
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comics. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday, Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you. You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. I got another story for you. There was a man that came into the bar, and his wife had just had a baby. He had been planning for 9 months to have this baby, and he was so excited when she had the baby, except she just had a head. It was a boy, but it was just a head.
He didn't have any body. He didn't have any arms. He didn't have any legs. It was just the boy, just the head. But he raised the boy like it was a regular baby. He took him everywhere with him, in the car. He took him to the store with him, and he put him in a shopping cart, and he carried him around in the store. And then he took him when he went shopping in the appliance stores, and when he bought his TV, and he bought his microwaves and all of his kitchen utensils, he had the baby with him. And he went to the park, and he took his son with him, and he played with him in the park. He rolled the ball and bounced it off of the kid's head, and he was having fun with him when he was a little baby. And so when he turned 21 years old, he took him to the bar, and he put the head on the bar and told the bartender to draw him a draft of beer because he wanted to buy his son's first drink, because his son was 21 years old that day, and he wanted to buy his drink for him. And so the bartender drew a draft of beer and put the mug in front of the kid, and the man took the beer and put it up to the kid's lips and poured it, and the kid drank a couple of sips of the beer, and then the man put the mug down, and all of a sudden the boy's arms popped out, and he was like all excited. And everybody in the bar was looking at the baby, and they were all like praising God and giving God the glory. And they were saying, take another sip, take another sip, take another sip. And they were cheering the man on. So he took the cup and put it up to the boy's mouth again. And the boy took another sip, and his body popped out. And now he had a body with two arms, but he didn't have any legs. And everybody was cheering God on, and they were saying, give God the glory. Oh, recognize God. God is great. And he told the man, give him another drink. Take another drink. Take another drink. And the man put the drink up to the boy's mouth, and the boy took another swallow, and his legs popped out. And then the boy was standing on his legs, and he started stumbling around the bar, and he was tripping over the tables and the furniture in the bar. And then he went to the front door, and he fell out the front door on the sidewalk. And then he stood up on the sidewalk, and he was stumbling around, and he fell in the middle of the street and got run over by a car and was killed. And the father was in the bar, and he was crying, and he was depressed that his baby had been killed. And everybody in the bar was mourning, and they were depressed. And the man looked up at the bartender, and the bartender was whistling a song, and he was cleaning his glasses, his cups, and his beer mugs. And the father looked at him and said, how come you're not depressed and you're not upset? Because my kid died. And the bartender looked at him and said, well, I guess he should have quit while he was ahead. I'm G-Buddy, the pimp comic. If you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I play a story that I recorded for the listening audience. So DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And then we'll be back with more of the show.
we didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. And we started riding and going up to La Brea Hills. We're going down on La Brea Boulevard, La Tierra, and we'd go into the hills. They had a lot of private property that had hills that had derricks that were pumping oil in these dirt fields. So we were riding in the dirt fields, and we were riding over jumps, and we were riding through turns and everything, doing all our fancy dirt bike riding stuff, riding it on the hills and stuff. And we had a good time. It was good. We had a great time. And Bernard had to be home before dark because he was only 12, so his license wouldn't allow him to ride at night. So we left the dirt, and he left me on the top of the hill, and he jumped and went down the hill, and I was at the top, and I was scared because I had never gone off a hill that big. And he was like, come on, man, come on, I got to go. We got to get him home. And I go, okay, all right. So I would leave, and I went down the hill, and I caught him on the street, and we went home. And when I got home, he went in the house, and he changed his clothes. And then he got in the car with Kim and Karen, his brother Ricky, and they were going to go to my house to pick me up because we were going to the movies. So everybody was dressed, and Kim got her daddy's car. She was driving a Pontiac Grand Prix. So we were going to my house. I was living in Carson then. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes because I had my motorcycle boots on. I had my sweatshirt on. I had all my jeans on that had gotten all dirty from us jumping and playing in the dirt, doing dirt bike riding stuff in the dirt. So I was going home to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. And when we got to Century Boulevard, once you cross Century, going up Van Ness is going up a hill. So we were going all the way up the hill, but I left them at the light. They got caught in Century. So I made the light, and I was ahead of them. I'm like, I'm going to win. I'm going to win to my house, and I'm gunning it, rolling down the street. And we're on a four-lane highway, two lanes going north, two lanes going south, and I'm in the lane closest to the cars parked on the side of the street, and I'm rolling on that side of the street, and I'm rolling, and somebody is driving in a car in the lane next to me, and they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal, they just move over. So they move in front of me, and I'm still gunning it. I'm still riding fast. And then all of a sudden, they see brake lights. Brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just know where to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street, and then I got the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital. And my friends came in to see me, and they thought I was going to be all busted up and stuff. And I was laying on the table, kicking my leg up and down. I was fine. My leg had just gone into shock when I hit that car. So after I laid in the ambulance on the way to the hospital, my leg calmed down. And they cut off my brand-new pair of Levi's I was wearing. I was mad about that. But they cut my Levi's all the way up to my thighs so they could check my leg. And they found out I was all right. So they released us. And I went home, and I changed my clothes. I took a shower, got fresh, And then I jumped in the car with my sisters and my brothers, and we went to the movie. On another day, I was riding my bicycle, and I got a flat tire. So I had to call my dad to come get me, and he pulled up in our station wagon. At that time, we had a Pontiac Catalina station wagon. It was old style, but it was big, so we could fit my motorcycle in the back of the station wagon. So we did that, and he took me home, and I immediately broke out my tools, and I fixed my tire. I pulled the tire off. I took the chain apart, and I took the tire off, and I took the inner tube out, and I fixed the inner tube. I plugged the hole, and then I put the inner tube back on the rim, and I put the tire back on the inner tube. And then I took it to the gas station, and I filled it up, and I checked it, and it was fine. It was no leak or nothing. The tire was hard as a rock. And I brought it home, and I hooked it up on my bike, and I locked it down, and I made sure my chain was on tight, and everything was working good. And because of my motorcycle, I actually learned how to be a mechanic. Not only could I work on bikes, but I could work on cars, too. So I worked on my bike, and I rode it all through the neighborhood, and I said, okay, it's good. And I went in the house that night. And the next morning, I got up to ride to school, and my mother followed me in case I broke down. She would be there to be able to put my bike in the back of the car and to take it home. So she wanted to make sure I was okay. So she followed me to school. Now, when I'm riding to school, I'm riding. I'm punching it. I'm riding down the streets. I'm cutting down side streets. I'm going down the boulevard. I'm rolling. And I'm cutting in and out of cars. That's how I ride. You know, I'm a rider. So I was doing all of that on the way to school, and my mother was trying to keep up with me. But I kind of forgot she was behind me. So I was just punching it. And I lost her. I said, oh, well, she know where I'm going. She'll catch up with me. And I pulled into my school, and I was locking my bike up, locking my helmet up, and my mother pulled into the parking lot. And I'm like, where have you been? And she said, I was trying to keep up with you when you were speeding, going in and out of cars and in and out of traffic, riding like a madman. And I was like, well, you know, that's how I ride when I'm going to school. I got to get there. And she said, yeah, I was trying to catch up with you, and I got a ticket. That's the first ticket I ever got in my life. And because of you, you ruined my driving record. And I said, oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
All right.
I didn't think about that, but my mother had never had a driving ticket in her life until that day when she was trying to keep up with me. That's right. I was rolling, and that's how I ride to school. I be rolling. I don't be trying to slow down and putt-putt to school. I be rolling. So that's what I was doing, and I went to school, and my mama got a ticket, so I was upset. I told her, I apologize. I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean for you to get a ticket. I knew you were following me to make sure I got to school okay, and that was all right, but I'm sorry you got the ticket. So I ruined her perfect record, and my mother ended up going to traffic school to get that record off of her, to get that ticket off of her record. So she didn't end up having the ticket on her record for very long. But her perfect record had been blemished by me with her trying to keep up with me. And I'm rolling. I'm rolling. And she can't keep up with the kids because I'm rolling. So one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KZ-1000. It's a Kawasaki bike, and it's chromed up. He got it painted purple, and he got a picture of his lowrider painted on the gas tank, and he got a picture of his girlfriend in a bikini on his gas tank, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out, and it got purple and gold wires on his bike, and the rest of his bike is all purple and black leather. I mean, his bike is nice. So he let me ride it. So I took off, and I'm riding, and we got a street in Carson that's called 190th Street. It's a mile between Avalon and Wilmington. Straight away, it's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. And I wanted to see how fast I could get his Kawasaki 1000 to do. And I got it up about 120 miles an hour. I'm rolling down the street. And I passed this car going the other way. And it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet. He's riding fast. He's going to probably kill himself on that bike. He's a fool. And my little brother said, what'd you tell him? What'd you tell him, Big Nasty? Did you tell him, say, hey, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son. And my mother said, oh, see, that's why I don't like him riding, because he rides crazy. And I don't like the fact that he's riding so fast, because he could be dangerous. He could get killed like that. And
yeah, for real.
I went home, and that was the end of the riding of that day.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
And I want to say, make my partner, Bernard Holloway, may he rest in peace, and riding his motorcycle, he died on an accident on the freeway. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle, and my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And we would go and we would ride in the dirt. And we would ride all through the neighborhood, up and down the street. And somebody always wanted to ride.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling.
But one of the things we did, we had a water cooler fight with all the kids on the street. And Warren and Chucky come running out from behind the bush with a 25-gallon trash can full of water. And all the water in the trash can just hit us. And all I did was put my head down and duck. And I just punched it. And the whole bike went over sideways.
And then we're sliding down the street on the side of the bike. And Bernard falls off the bike, and he's bouncing down the street. So eventually the bike comes to a stop. Bernard gets up, he's mad as hell. And so I had to go to the hospital and have get some stitches.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, dude. I was rolling.
We didn't play anymore after that. Every time we brought the bikes out, we were riding somewhere. So I was going to Carson to change my clothes, and we were racing. So we were going down Van Ness. They got caught in Century. So I made the light. And I'm gunning and rolling down the street. And somebody is driving in the lane next to me. And they decide at the last minute, they don't even signal. They just move over. And then all of a sudden they see brake lights come on. And I get in the middle of the street. I just nowhere to go but slam on my brakes. And I bounced down the street. And then I got, the ambulance came and picked me up and took me to Englewood Hospital.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling.
So, one day we were at my house, and my buddy Bernard came by, and he got a KC-1000, and his bike is laid. Oh, man, it's chromed out. So he let me ride. And we got a street in Carson. It's a mile right away. It's a mile run with no lights, no stop signs, no stopping. You just roll. And I was riding. I went down to Avalon, and I turned around, and I punched it. Rolling. And I passed this car going the other way, and it was my mama. And my mama told my little brother, she said, look at that fool. He's riding without no helmet, riding fast. He's a fool. And my little brother said, that boy that you call a fool that's riding the bike, that's your son.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling.
And do you know, one day, I was driving my car, and I came home, and something told me to look at my bicycle. And I came in the garage, and I looked for my motorcycle, and it wasn't there. And I went to my mother and I said, Mama, my bike's not out here. Where is my motorcycle? And she said, your bike isn't out there, baby. You sure? And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I'm looking. I don't see it. It ain't out here. She's like, oh, I didn't know. I don't know. And I'm like, well, if somebody stole it, we got insurance on it. We can buy another one. And she said, no, we're not getting another bike. Nope. That's it. You're not getting another motorcycle. You better enjoy your car, because you're not getting another motorcycle.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them, too. I was rolling.
And I think to this day, my mama got rid of my motorcycle. I don't know if she sold it to somebody or she just let somebody come in the yard and take it. I don't know. But
That's what happened to my bike.
Hey, man, that was exciting right there, dude. You on a motorcycle? Like, man, who was thinking about that?
Yeah, man, I was busting the move. I was doing it like the best of them do. I was rolling. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was doing it just like the white boys do it. I was rolling. You missed those days, little brother. I know you would have been on my bike trying to ride. Like Randy was trying to ride. Like Donald was trying to ride.
I had a Yamaha 100 Enduro. Everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go, and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box, and it would spin around, and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box.
Get money. T-Bob, Mac 10, Millennium Bonnie and Clyde. We who bang and we who ride. What?
Run it.
I was raised in the hood, so what the heck? So I represent the wood and get respect. Catch me in the club, parlaying, taking flicks with about 100 different skirts up in my mix. I never knew nothing but the hustle I was able to deal. What they call the root of evil got me living on the hill. Still rolling chrome, boy, it's on. Boy, you could take the boy out the hood, but not the hood out the homeboy.
When I walked into the place, everybody could read my face. I am the illest bitch inside. Swing low now, let me ride. Play a player that I mention, please. Have you thought down to your knees? Know you're popping up the dance, please. Now sing the hook, ladies. Hey.
Feel like it, I just might, 'cause I know I know. Set out,
life. Living in a 3-point something with an R&B wife. I take care of my crew, just ask my boo. Cause if I buy me some ice, then I lace her too. My peak position on the charts is always one. And I never leave the house without packing a gun. Remember me? Back in my youth, but in case you missed it, don't mess around and get done getting this rap stuff twisted. Mac got NBA fingers like I'm hooping. You can catch me rag, Rory scooping, or either Bentley cooping. Need to check your girl, partner. She just blew me a kiss. Look at her, shocking the ice around my neck and my wrist. Her friend came up to me, said, I didn't want to stare, but it's like a hood rat ring to get to braid your hair. I said, keep it real, show you just ain't the braids alone. It's that whole thug mentality that turns you on, now ain't it?
And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I got to take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money's sports report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world
That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Tuesday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stewart. Well, let's talk basketball. I forgot a section of the show that I want to get back to, and we need to go over this so everybody will know where the Eastern Conference stands and where the Western Conference stands with the top 10 teams in each conference. So DJ Papa D, before we do the birthdays, let's talk about the basketball standing, the top 10 teams in the East and the top 10 teams in the West. Let's do those. So let's start with the Eastern Conference. The top 10 teams in the East, that's the Milwaukee Bucks, number one, the Boston Celtics, number two, and the Philadelphia 76ers, number three, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, number four, and I'll guess on the next two. I think it's the New York Knicks, number five, and the Brooklyn Nets, number six, and you have to take it from there. I don't know who's 7, 8, 9, and 10.
In seventh place is Miami Heat, and in eighth place is Atlanta Hawks, ninth place the Toronto Raptors, and in 10th place the Chicago Bulls.
Okay. Well, that rounds out the top 10 for the Eastern Conference. So let's go through the top 10 in the Western Conference. I know team number one is the Denver Nuggets, and team number two is the Memphis Grizzlies, and team number three is the Sacramento Kings, and team number four is the Phoenix Suns, and team number five, I think, is the Los Angeles Clippers, and I don't know. Well, I guess team number six would be the Golden State Warriors, and I don't know where you go from 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Seventh place, it's the L.A. Lakers. Eighth place, it's New Orleans Pelicans. In ninth place, it's the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in 10th place, it's the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay. You said
Lakers, Pelicans, Timberwolves, and Thunder.
Lakers, Pelicans, Timberwolves, and the Thunder. Okay, so I guess four is the Clippers and five is the Golden State Warriors.
In fourth place is the Phoenix Suns. In fifth place
is
the Clippers.
Suns
and in
is
sixth
four.
Place is the Golden
okay.
State Warriors.
Okay, wait a minute. The fifth is the Clippers, and the sixth place is the Golden State Warriors. Okay, and then seventh is the Lakers. Eighth is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Nine is the Pelicans, and 10 is the 10? 10 was the...
Eight is the Pelicans, nine is the Timberwolves, and 10 is the Thunder.
Wait a minute. Who is the seventh place team?
In seventh place, it's the L.A. Lakers.
Lakers are in seventh. Okay. And the eighth place team is the...
New Orleans Pelicans.
The Pelicans are in eighth place. Okay. And then ninth place is the Memphis Timberwolves, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the 10th place team is the Oakland, the Oklahoma Thunder. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's our standing for the top 10 teams. I didn't know the Lakers were up to number 7. Oh, they've moved up. They're ready to be in the top 10. All they got to do is beat the Minnesota Timberwolves in the battle between 7 and 8, and they will have secured the 7th position. All righty then. That sounds good. And then we'll have the battle that will start with Team 1 playing Team 8. And Team 2 playing Team 7. And then Team 3 will be playing Team 6. And Team 4 will be playing Team 5. So that's how it's going to break down. So we'll see how the playoffs go once the play-in is over with, starting on Tuesday next week. All right. Now, the clock on the wall says that's all. So now it's time for us to do the birthdays, and then we got to get out of here. So, DJ Papa D, let's do the birthdays for the friends, the fans, and the followers of the radio show. So let's do the birthdays for today, March 5th. March 4th, 2023.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, April 4th, 2023. Happy birthday to Hello Jones. Happy birthday, birthday to Jane. Happy birthday, Danielle Davis. Happy birthday, Dr. Annette Smith. Happy birthday, G.G. Griffin Ernest. Happy birthday, Tony Brookert. Happy birthday, Earl Allen Jr. Happy birthday, Keith Ring. Happy birthday, Myron Hudson. Happy birthday to Sydney Bang. Happy birthday to Human Canvas. Happy birthday to Artemat Elock. Happy birthday, which I believe is symmetrical. Happy birthday to Don Gillespie. Happy birthday to Trina Misha. Happy birthday to Danny Morales. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mike St. Charles. That's it. So I just want to wish happy birthday to everyone celebrating today, April 4th.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may we wish God giving them the glory and the grace. And hopefully they've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And without further ado, I'd like to sing a birthday song to them. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, have a good day today, and a better day tomorrow. And may God bless you with everlasting grace and love on your birthday, because today is your special day. And may you be surrounded by your friends and your family. And may they give you the graciousness and the glory of having a great birthday celebration. Because today is your special day. And I want to say without further ado, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God,
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.